12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Stories welcomes you to Otherworld Seattle, a story-heavy, rules-light Call of Cthulhu actual play. And now, our keeper, Wes Otis.
Everybody, and welcome to Otherworld Seattle, episode number 13. I have some wonderful players with me. Let's start with Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Maribel Ochoa, who is, she's trying to figure all this out. It's all very strange.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here, playing Sean Charles, an erstwhile video store clerk. And lots of weird things are happening. Lots of weird.
Hello, I am Pooja, and I am playing Mira Rao, your friendly neighborhood mortician, and also very worried about her ghost girlfriend. Very worried.
Hey, all, I am Mac, and I am playing Cecil Mulgrove, and things are happening. So many things are happening.
Hello, I am Saint, or Saint Spider, and I am playing Bailey Wolf, our photographer, trying to be a little artist out here, and to keep in theme with the vague descriptions, she knows spookiness is happening.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko.fi, spelled ko-fi. Now, on with the show.
Well, unfortunately, a recap cannot be vague, so let's go over some stuff that has happened. In the last episode, you all found out that Themis was still alive, luckily, though very injured after a huge explosion, saying that she believes that the Archangel Gabriel came down and used his horn to completely destroy the top of the mountain that they were all waiting for you to show up to. Then you were picked up by a mysterious messenger god, and you found out it wasn't Hermes. You all assumed it was Hermes, but it wasn't. It was some other new player on the board as such. And, you know, we put a pin in that one because a lot of other stuff has been going on. Mira's parents found out that the car had been lost, and, you know, they took it about the way you would expect them to. You filed a police report. And you also noticed that Shannon hasn't been around since the accident. Cecil says that she had a flash of some kind of underground tunnels beneath Seattle, of some kind of scene with Shannon in it, and that she felt like Shannon might be in trouble or in danger. And at the end of last episode, the two of them went to the tunnel entrance. They saw three people going into the tunnel, and that's kind of where we stopped it with those two. Sean, Bailey, and Maribel went over to Weirdo Video, and they talked with Freedom Waves. He has informed you all that a biker gang called the Night Gaunts has basically been trying to squeeze him into working for them instead of being a provider of pot, more of a you're working for us now kind of scenario, which he wants to avoid. They've threatened him and they've threatened his wife.
They want exclusive rights. He wants to be a free agent.
Right. So he has several different farms. He has one in Portland, one just outside of Seattle. And he has asked you three to go pick up his wife and drive her to the one outside of Seattle and drop her off so that she will be more safe there under the guard of his employees. So that's basically where we were at last time. Man, that third shot, brain's still a little fuzzy. It's just, you don't feel quite good after the third shot, and you're like, ugh.
Well, my brain is processing so slow right now that I was thinking you were talking about alcohol, and I'm like, Wes, you don't really drink.
No.
That was what I thought too.
I know.
Like, you had three shots?
Me what? Three. I was like, three shots before like, the okay. Shnikey. I mean, whatever I'm your like, process
can we at
is,
least
man.
Catch up?
Ooh. Like, if you're not going to come to party, I don't know what to fucking tell you.
Oh my God.
All right. So, one other big thing that I forgot to mention in the recap is that this demon who is stalking you, who took the form of a tiger and that can only come out at night, is basically trying to disrupt everything that's going on.
And also eat me.
And also eat Mira, basically to cause problems with the treaty between all of the different gods that you've recently found out about. You've only got a like 5-hour window at this point until the sun goes down and this creature can come back.
But we do have a mantra.
Yes.
Maybe keep him right. Kind of not
yes.
Quite.
Yes. Out. Yeah. You got the mantra and you have some protection in that, but it's still, you know, disconcerting to say the least. Okay. Cecil and Mira. So the two of you are at the entrance of the tunnels. Now, the place that Cecil has taken you is not one of the tourist areas. Like, there's a place where there's a tourist entrance and all this other stuff. This place is kind of off the beaten path. You saw those three people walk in, but it looks like the gate has been broken open several times. It looks a little sketchy. Looks a little murder holy. Let's say that.
Gee, I can't imagine why, you know, there would be a place in this game that looks like a murder hole.
So, how do you all proceed?
Very carefully.
I mean, so we see the two suits and the detective walk in. And yeah, let's be sneaky about it. Can we be sneaky?
Go slow. Slow and sneaky.
All right. You don't have to roll. I'm going to just say that you are able to be relatively quiet as you enter in. And it reminds you a lot of the first time that you were in this particular group of tunnels, you know, very dank and lots of drips of water. It's not a sewer, but it is a musty old molded out cave kind of situation. And you hear the three talking. There's several different offshoots to different places. And you can hear echoing voices from one of the offshoots. Cecil, you get a feeling that you're in the right spot, but it's not towards the detectives. You just have to kind of get by their area, as it were, and then go deeper into the tunnels. But I think for that particular thing, this is when a stealth roll would be good.
All right. Ooh. Okay.
I rolled a 4.
Oh.
I did not.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I rolled a 79 over my 40.
So much, no.
All right. Mira makes it across the way with no problem, makes no sound. And I feel like this is a recurring thing with this particular group, no matter what game we're in. One of us will be just slick and the others not so much.
I feel like what we're not telling people is that one of us is super slip because we've tripped the other one.
So
like in the zombie movies.
Like, yeah, exactly. You don't have to outrun the monster. You just have to outrun your friend.
Yep.
So you walk in and Cecil hits this pipe with her foot and it makes this perfect A flat bell ring that just, you know, kind of reverberates throughout the tunnel. And the voices of the detectives and the suits just stop. And you hear sudden movement towards the main tunnel that you're in. We will come right back to you all in just a second. All right, Bailey, Sean, and Maribel. Freedomways has talked to you about picking up his wife and taking her over to where she needs to go. I believe the last time you had agreed to that, is that still, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, cool. So who's driving? Because that's going to be, oh, wait, it's your parents.
It's my parents' car, so I'm driving.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to know. Freedom, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And when you guys leave to go pick her up, you notice that there is a motorcycle with a guy on it just parked in the parking lot. He doesn't follow you all, but he's just sitting there watching people come in and out of the video store.
Does he notice us at all, or it just seems his eyes don't alight to us and trail our movement for a moment?
He has on a very creepy looking helmet that makes it look like he has no features at all. It doesn't even have any creases in it. It's just one piece of metal across his face. It's very off-putting.
That's
not good.
Well,
yeah, so there's no response, no like, after them.
You know? He just sits there.
He just sits there and you drive away. Actually, make me a spot hit and roll, Bailey.
All right. Yeah, I was going to ask for that or a picture to try to take a sneaky picture. But all right.
All right. Spot. Well, which one would you like to do? You can have one or the other.
Oh, decision.
My photography is way higher than my spot hidden.
The choice is yours.
Okay.
I'm not going to help you.
Damn it. I am. Shoot. Curses. You know what? I'll risk it. Spot hidden. Let's do it.
All right.
Why not? I feel good.
Pictures are great, but you have to develop them in 1993.
Oh, so. Yeah. Annoying. And I didn't make sure to bring like a digital camera this time. Yeah. All right. Don't fall off the table. I got a 34 under my 44.
Ooh.
Nice.
So.
Very proud.
Woohoo. You're looking at this figure on this motorcycle. You notice that when you drive away, he's looking away from you. And then you're watching as you're pulling off onto the main road. You just see the helmet turn slowly and watch you drive down the way.
And no other weird things?
You notice that he's got a shotgun in a holster on his bike.
Dang, okay, good to know. So, did we all see the creepy biker in the parking lot when we exited? Looks like he's armed.
Oh, that's bad.
Yes?
Did he notice us?
I believe so. The whole robot head chic, which is cool, but like, but he moved it, and I'm assuming there were sensory organs.
Mm.
Since we never know these days.
No, we do not.
Mm. Right. Yeah.
There's
Let's
a
keep driving.
Yeah, I know. Sensory
organs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so true, though.
Yeah, no, that's the word for it.
So I will just keep an eye on my rearview mirror with that information.
Okay, so to give you an idea, your car can reach 120. It is a very fast, huge V8 engine in this car because it's a huge car, but not uphill. And just to be clear, going that fast doesn't mean you can stop fast.
Good point.
You can get it up there, but once it's there, you know, just know that it's dangerous.
Okay. But it's also a tank, so we probably would come out okay.
Very true. Whatever you hit would be gone. But you all drive over to Freedom Wave's house. And it's this big old Victorian, but it looks very nice. Like it's actually well kept. It's been recently painted. And Sally comes out, his wife. She's probably 42, maybe a few years younger than Freedom. She has long brown hair. It's unkept and flowing everywhere. And she's got on a big t-shirt with a buttoned-up shirt over it. And jeans. She comes down and says, oh, hi, Sean. Freedom gave me a call. Thank you for driving me out to the farm. I appreciate it.
No problem, no problem. We should probably get moving quickly.
Oh, okay. All right, give me a spot hit and roll real quick.
Oh, my goodness. I was about to ask her if there's anything she wanted to bring.
I mean, she has a bag with her, but she goes, do you all have weapons of any sort?
No.
No guns?
Not today.
Didn't I grab my gun?
You have a gun. I thought, Bailey, I thought you still had your gun.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You got your purse gun.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought I left it in the... Okay, no, you're right. I look at my notes. Hello, Bailey.
No, I think I think last game I had a sidearm and I put a rifle in the back of the
station wagon. So you guys have three guns.
All right, good. Good
to know. It is here. Yes.
Yes, great.
So small, I lost it in my bag.
So who made the spot hit and roll?
Oh, I didn't do it yet. Okay.
I did not make it.
Okay. Oh,
crap. All right. 24 again, I guess, under my 44.
Okay, make sure you put a check next to it because it means you can roll against it to increase it later. All right, so once again, Bailey, your photographer eye catches just the wheel of a motorcycle a couple of buildings down, just hanging out.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to just, I guess, enhance. Yes, previously I said, let's go. Never mind anything else. Also, let's go in this direction and not that direction. Looks like we got company. We should hustle to the car.
So you pile in and you take off in the family truckster down the road. And for anybody who's been in the upper northwest of the U.S., the roads can be quite windy, especially through some of the park areas and things like that, big trees and huge embankments and all that stuff. So it is not a like straight shot. It's not like Kansas where it's just one big long road. You take off. Michelle, what's your drive?
My drive is 40.
All right. So let's jump back over to Cecil and Mira. Yes, Cecil?
Yes. So I want to whisper very quietly to Mira, beat feet, grab her hand, and start moving down one of the tunnels.
Okay, cool.
Perfect, because my first thought was also run.
Yeah.
You run down this one corridor just randomly, and you find after a few turns that you don't hear them anymore behind you. You don't hear any more movement, and you're both in pitch black. You know, you can just hear the sounds of the water and yourselves breathing heavily after running very fast. Mira, you feel like there's a third presence there watching.
Shannon, is that you? Elijah?
Who are you talking to?
There's something here with us.
Well, we should try to communicate.
Does it feel like a friendly presence that I might recognize?
Nope.
Or does it feel like a tiger waiting to eat me?
No, it doesn't feel like that either.
Oh, good.
Did you say Shannon? You hear a voice?
Who's there?
A friend of Shannon's.
Which friend of Shannon's?
Well, we used to date a long time ago. I haven't seen her in a long time. Do you know where she is? I've been looking for her, but I can't get out of these tunnels. You're very pretty, though.
I don't know where she is.
What year is it?
What's your name?
Betty.
Upon hearing that name, Cecil is still holding Mira's hand, and suddenly takes her by the shoulders and tries to slam her against the wall.
Okay, so let's jump out of that real quick to inside of Cecil's brain. Cecil, you have been walking around your mind palace for what seems like an eternity, trying to find a way out. But for some reason, all of the doors have been shut. And you keep hearing a constant old-timey song that go over and over again. And you've never had this problem before where you haven't been able to get out of your mind castle. And finally, you come around one corner and you see Bacon sitting there at a computer typing. And he turns to you and says, "Hey, how's it going?
Okay, it's
anything new
really
going on?
Why are you here?
I guess to help you talk about through stuff. I don't know.
I don't want to talk through stuff. I want to get out of here.
How's that going for you?
Poorly, obviously. I'm here talking to you.
Do you know what's going on? I mean, can you guess?
I mean, I could take a lot of guesses. I mean, there's the government. There's lizard people. I could have been abducted by a UFO. I mean, like, the list goes on, man.
True, true. Well, look, as usual, I don't know if I'm going to be that much help, but I can tell you one thing. You know deep down inside I'm not dead, right?
I don't know that deep down inside.
Me, you, your inner thought in whatever mind palace thing you're in right now is telling you, you know, because I'm you, that deep down inside, I, on the outside of here, am still alive. Do you follow?
I mean, I feel like I should, but not really. Can you maybe, like, make a graph or a chart or something?
Okay, look.
Pinboard? I mean, come on, help me out here, man.
The lizard people from space told you I was dead. Or at least that's what you heard, right? But do you really believe that?
I don't really. Well, I mean, I believe a lot of things, but I'm not sure.
Okay, look. I, for right now, am the representation of your gut. And your gut is telling you that I am not dead and that you're in a lot of trouble. And for some reason, you're having all of these thoughts all at once. Now, how do I put it?
Again, a graph or a chart would be nice.
All right, fine. Let me just type something out. So he starts typing really quick. All right, so let's jump back outside of Cecil's brain. First, we have to make some rolls because, you know, just grabbing someone and slamming them into a wall, that's going to take some rolls. What roll should it? It should be brawl.
Okay.
Let's roll like a competing roll. So Mira, you're going to roll your brawl.
Mm-hmm.
And Cecil, you're going to roll your brawl. So it's more about against each other than against your percentage.
Cool, because I rolled a 55.
Okay.
I got all zeros.
You rolled 100. All right, so you try to grab Mira and slam her, and Mira, you slip out of her grasp and realize that something's really wrong with Cecil. She's just tried to slam you into the wall. You can barely see anything at all. That rhymed. sorry.
And he's a poet.
Didn't even know it.
Yeah. So what do you want to do?
Okay, so I am going to try to run again.
Okay.
Because, yeah, no. Like, between possessed Cecil and creepy ex Betty.
Right. All right. So you start to run quickly. What is your dexterity, Cecil?
50.
And what is your dexterity, Mira?
50.
Oh, you're in a dead heat. Okay. Basically, it's going to come down to luck rolls to see which tunnels you're going to go through and get away. Okay. You're running down these corridors and whatever with a 50-50. We're just going to simplify it. So go ahead, Mira, and give me a luck roll.
29.
Okay. And what's your luck in general? Is it like 70 or something?
68.
68. Okay.
Two of those points.
Okay, cool.
Persuade my mom to believe me.
All right, Cecil.
Ugh, my luck is not great. Ugh, I got a 51 over my 34.
Okay. So you're running down all these halls and Cecil, you stop and you realize that you have lost Mira. And Mira, you find your way out of the tunnels, but you find your way out in a different area. It's not the same place that you came in. You don't see detectives or anything like that. Cecil, you hear Betty come up. You know, you hear this kind of whoosh of air and coldness around you. She goes, "It's so good to see you. I didn't think you'd come back for me after all this time.
Of course I was going to come back for you. I'll always come back for you.
I appreciate that. I take it that's the body that you want me to possess, correct?
Well, yeah, she is pretty cute, right?
Yeah.
I did good, right?
Absolutely. Is there any way you can drag her back here?
I'm going to try.
All right, good luck with that. I can't leave here until you bring her back. I'm stuck.
I love you. I'll be back.
I love you too. And you leave?
Yep.
All right. So, Jay...
I am concerned. I am deeply concerned.
You treacherous bitch.
Oh.
We don't have an undercurrent of, like, shot through the heart here.
Wow, what the fuck? Playing the long con.
All right.
Wow.
So let's flip back over to the family truckster. You all are traveling. Now, here's the deal. You know that you're being followed. You aren't seeing the Night Gaunts yet, but you know that they staked out Freedom Wave's house. They're staking out where he's at. They obviously have like CB radio or some kind of way to communicate. You know where you're headed, but what is the plan now that you know that you don't have much time until they pop up?
I kind of want to lead him on a goose chase.
Mm-hmm.
To see if we can lose them.
I like that plan.
Okay.
Release the geese.
Can this thing go off-road?
I would say... It's a station wagon. Not well, but it's got a big engine, so if you have to push it, you could probably make it work.
All right.
I mean, you know, we've all seen the first Lampoon's movie. I think it went off-road a few times, so... You start to drive on this kind of all over the place, trying to lose them. And at some point you see suddenly three bikes coming up behind you. And Sally's like, okay, this has suddenly got very bad. And she's looking back, you know, they're going to be on us in no time. What does Maribel want to do as the driver?
That's a tough one because I don't want to lead them to... the hideout, you know what I mean?
You're not heading towards the hideout.
Yeah,
this is basically whether or not you lose them or not right now, or if they catch you.
We gotta shoot them.
Okay. So do you want to roll down the back window and start shooting?
Yeah.
Out. Okay. Sean, are you gonna do that?
I guess I'll pick up the rifle and try.
Okay.
Yeah,
much firearms going here.
These bikes are flying towards you. You have no firearms?
No firearms.
Oh, God.
Okay.
You don't have any? Oh, shoot.
How's your drive?
50.
That's pretty good.
Because your drive's better than mine, and my firearms is better than yours.
Do you want to try to... What would we have to roll to try to do the in...
Oh, absolutely.
In-car
switch. In-car switch? Yeah. I mean, it's cinematic and awesome.
It's a classic. It's a classic.
But, yeah, it totally needs a roll.
What are we rolling against?
Let's roll against Dex. So it's just going to be Maribel and Sean rolling to try to switch places in the car seat.
Like none of you have ever done that while driving. We live by the seat of our pants in the 90s.
The answer to that is no. No, I have.
No.
I mean, I'm not going to say I didn't let someone else, like, steer for a little bit while I kept my feet on the pedals.
All right, so what'd you get, Sean?
This may already be the problem. I got a 59 over my 50.
And I got a 55 over my 50.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Everybody buckle your seatbelts.
Now, I mean, I don't have a lot of luck to spend, but I could spend it if it'll help.
Yeah, you can spend luck on this roll.
I've got 15 points. You know what?
I'm going to spend 5 points of luck.
I'm going to spend the 9 points. That's going to kill it a lot, but it's worth
it. Yeah.
I should have warned you all that tonight's game was going to be a bit intense, so...
Now you tell us.
So I spent my 5 points. I'm down to 13 luck.
Okay.
Lucky 13.
I'm down to 7.
So okay. So you make the switch, but you feel like your luck is about to run out if you're not careful.
No.
Maribel, you make your way back with Bailey. The two of you roll down the back window and point the guns out. Who has the rifle and who has the
I have the rifle.
Okay, yeah, I'm my little 22.
Okay, so Bailey, are you going to wait until they get a little closer to
shoot?
Well,
my original idea before we started rolling in the front seat was that just shoot at them so that they would stop following us, not necessarily to assassinate them on the road, but that also is a flawed plan. I mean, it's something, but I'm just like, well, it's a game of chicken, so... Is there any time to get the ideas of anyone else input?
Yeah, folks, absolutely. I'll give you guys a moment.
Folks, how do we want to play this?
I've never killed a person, but I've been hunting. So I'm not opposed if I feel that my life is threatened.
Yeah. That's all I got also. Full of adrenaline.
All right. So I'm going to say that Sally is also packing. So the three of you are in the back. She has one of these, and I'm pulling this straight from my mom, a huge leather purse that looks more like a huge leather sack. It's just ridiculous. She pulls out a handgun, probably like a 32, and the three of you are crouched around this back window firing out. All right, so these bikes are flying towards you. These Harleys are just coming up quick. Sean, you can see them in the rearview mirror, and the road in front of you is kind of swervy, and you're hitting kind of this wooded area. Go ahead and give me a drive roll. Let's start with that.
Let's see. Woohoo, 46 under my 50.
Excellent. Now, are you speeding up as you're going?
No, because I know they're trying to shoot, so I'm just trying to keep it steady.
Okay. How fast do you think you're going? What would be a speed that you'd like to stick at?
Let's say 70.
Okay. No problem. Let's start with Bailey. Go ahead and take your shot. Are you trying to just ward them off, or are you trying to hit them?
I'm trying to ward off. Yeah. Yeah, I was going to be like, oh, well, what's closest? What do I see? But I'll just go with warding.
They're all kind of together as they're coming up towards you. They haven't split off from one another.
Okay. I'm going to go for, like, hitting a tire and causing a blowout. I've seen a lot of movies. All that drama for nothing. I just pulled a 75, so oops, miss.
Okay, so you shoot, and, you know, it's still a warning shot. They don't seem deterred, but they definitely probably heard it. So, Michelle, let's roll for Maribel.
Okay, I had already rolled, so...
Okay.
Okay, and I rolled an 8.
Nice.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
What, are you trying to, like, hit one of them to do damage, or are you doing a warning shot towards a biker gang?
I don't think I want to... I think I'm aiming to kill, because I'm terrified, and I don't know. I don't think I feel bad, because I think that at this point, Maribel has had fucking enough.
Yes.
Give me your damage roll.
9 points.
All right, so yeah, you whip one of them in the chest, and he swerves back and hits the bank, and there's a small puff of smoke as you guys round the corners. His motorcycle explodes, and you keep going. The two others seemed undeterred by this catastrophe, and Sally's going to give a shot. She misses, because I rolled a 70. The two on the bike take out of their holsters shotguns. Looks like what they're going to try to do is roll up on the side of you and blow out both back tires. So we're going to be right back to you guys in just a second.
Oh, you suck.
It's called pacing. So.
It's called evil.
That too. Cecil, what are you going to do now?
Backtrack through the tunnels and get to the car first.
Okay, so you're backtracking to the tunnels. How do we know who gets there?
Because I can navigate the tunnels.
Mm-hmm, you can, because you know them really well.
This is hilarious because of the thing that I'm going to do. Sorry.
What are you going to do?
Well, here's the funny thing about the situation, is that Shannon's still in the tunnels, and her evil ex is down there, and that must be who was trying to hurt her. So I was going to go through the tunnels until I could find the detective and the two people in the suits.
Okay. Oh, I love players. Let's go this way.
Well, I'm just saying I still have to save Shannon.
Very true.
That treacherous fucking bitch. Player Pooja. Commentary.
So you make your way back into the tunnels after you realize that you're no longer being followed. And Cecil, you get back to the car and no one's there.
Oh, I'm waiting. Unless, I wouldn't have the keys. I don't think we would have left the keys with the vehicle either, so.
Well, I mean, I can roll a luck roll. What's your luck, Pooja? Mira?
68.
Nope. You don't have the car keys there, unfortunately. So Mira has them in her pocket. Mira? Yeah, you go back in and you start looking around and you hear the sound of two people and the detective talking in one of the tunnels.
Can I understand what they're saying?
They're talking about wine. They're like, look, we're getting a new shipment. We have to process it first. Then you can have it. And then another guy goes, but you're already late. And look, we're keeping this under wraps as much as possible, but I'm just worried someone's going to figure this out at some point. Did you hear something?
And I'm just going to scream really loudly.
Oh, Jesus.
And like start running and scream and run and scream. I want them to believe that I came across them by accident rather than I've been stalking them through these fucking tunnels.
Okay, sounds good.
Excuse my potty mouth.
Damn, this show is never had that kind of language. So you run through the tunnels, you're screaming, and you come around the corner, and they're running towards you. You run at each other, and they're like, oh, what are you doing?
Just run directly into the arms of the detective.
Okay.
Help me. You have to help me. Oh, my God.
Ma'am, what seems to be the issue?
There's somebody back there. They attacked me. Like,
they look at each other.
And I think they...
They're what? You think they're what?
I think they're living down here or something.
Well, there's probably a few people living down here. Well, we'll go take a look. Why don't you stay here with Officer Daniels? The two of us will go take a look. And the other two disappear into the darkness, and you're standing there with the other detective. So why are you down here in the first place?
It's like, my friend ran away, and I thought she was, I don't know if she ran away or if she got taken, and then she was always talking about these tunnels and how much she wanted to go down here, and I thought maybe I could find her and persuade her to come back home. I'm so worried about her. And she's got, like, her ex is so creepy.
Oh, problems with the ex, eh? That's always tough.
But I think that was her ex who attacked me and tried to, tried to slam me up against the wall, and it was so dark.
Oh, okay. Well, they'll find your friend.
She's wearing, you'll know it's her because she's wearing a brooch.
Okay.
She's very old-fashioned.
How deep into the tunnels did you all go?
I don't know. My sense of direction isn't all that great.
Do you have any family nearby we can call?
They're out of town right now, but...
Does anyone but your friend know where you are?
Yeah. My other friend, but she's staying by the phone at my parents' house in case that, you know, my friend Shannon calls back. But she knows where we went to try to look for her, and... Also, like, she's calling Shannon's parents, just in case.
Well, we're looking for someone who's been causing problems down in these tunnels, and,
Do you think it's Shannon's ex?
Maybe. Who's Shannon's ex? What do they look like?
I don't know what they look like. It was too dark to see when I got attacked.
And you hear from the darkness, yeah, her friend's gone. We can't find her anywhere. There's nobody else around. And the two gentlemen come out and meet up with you and the detective. And they're all kind of around you. And they go, you know, she would make a perfect sacrifice.
Oh.
And then they grab you. Or they try to grab you.
twice in one fucking night?
You are not having a good night. No, this
is man, you should have told us about Shannon.
You know what? If y'all hadn't been so prejudiced against
Elijah,
we were just processing.
We were just processing.
Bailey has no problem with ghosts. Not at all.
Yeah, I didn't have a problem with Elijah being a ghost. I had a problem with him fogging our minds against our will.
Yes,
that's
exactly
what I was upset about.
Can't wait to tell your character that. All right.
So yeah. I survive either getting sacrificed or possessed.
Yep.
Or eaten by a rakshasa.
All of the above.
I think Wes has it out for Mira.
I wasn't expecting you to go back and actually talk to the detectives who were in the tunnel by themselves. So give me a dex roll, your dodge, actually, as they try to grab you.
Oh, God damn it. Couldn't be a dex roll?
No, dodge.
You know what, though? I got a 13.
Nice.
All right.
These guys get to stay forever.
You slip out of their grasp and you start to run. Where are you going to run? You're close to the entrance that you originally came in, or you can try to run back to the area that Betty was in, or you can try to run out the way that you came back into the tunnels this last time.
Okay. Do I know where Cecil told me that Shannon was going to be in heavy fucking quotes? Did Cecil tell me, like, oh, we should go this way?
I'm going to ask Cecil, what do you think?
Cecil was being as quiet about everything as possible, like as little information as necessary, just enough to get Mira to go to the tunnels.
Okay. In which case, yeah, time to peace out of here.
Okay, so which way are you piecing out? The first way you came in or the second?
Second.
Okay, so away from the car.
Fuck. Right. Well, it's just that the first way we came in was like right behind the detective, so they know that entrance. That's the one that they used.
Right, correct.
So I am going to go out the way that they don't know about, or at least don't know as much about.
So you're running in the tunnels, and you hear the detectives running behind you. You also feel the presence of cold coming up behind you as you're trying to make it to the edge of the opening, and you're almost at the opening. Let's jump over to the others. We will see how the others driving are doing. They're coming up, Sean, on either side of you, and they are going to try to blow out the tires. You can try to make a maneuver to knock them off their bikes. What do you want to do?
I'm going to try that. I'm going to try to swerve, because, you know, bike versus car.
Right, of course. Old car, too. So
wins.
Ooh, that's good. Wait, or is that bad? Nope, it's a 10.
See, you all give me a hard time, but Jay just put us through a roller coaster right now. That's good. It's bad.
It's a 10, so.
All right, so, you slam the back end of that huge-ass 100% metal car into one of the Night Gaunt's bikes, and it flies into the ditch and sends the Night Gaunt flying. Bailey, Sally, and Maribel see this thing fly off of the bike and slam into the tree. And it gets up and it readjusts its head a bit.
Mother trucker.
And it walks back and it looks like it's trying to get its bike to work again. And that's what you see as you come around the corner, okay? But it looks like its bike is completely fucked, so that's a good thing. It can't run 75 miles per hour, so.
But now we know we're not dealing with humans.
I was wondering if they were all Night of the Living Dead under there.
It's quite literal, I suppose.
So the third one is coming up, trying to get the other side. Bailey, it's close enough for you to shoot, and we're at the top of the round, so it's your turn.
Now I see that it's just going to get back up. Like, let's just disable the bike. I'm going to try for the tires again. Let's see if they're not bulletproof, right?
Why would I tell you that?
I was hoping for a freebie.
I damaged the last one with a bullet, so.
You always ask questions like that.
You never know. I'm going to keep trying. Okay. All right. That is a 6. Ha-ha.
Excellent. Nice. So you shoot the tire, and sure enough, no, it is not bulletproof. And he goes swerving off into the ditch like the other two did. And you are free and clear of the night gaunts. You keep driving at full speed to get the hell away from them, but they are no longer on you. You can now loop around and make your way safely to the farm without being followed. So that's all very good. Let's jump back over to Mira, who is trying very hard to get out of this tunnel with a very angry ghost and 3 detectives / cultists chasing after her. Stay out of tunnels, people. So you're so you're running. You have a dexterity of what again?
50.
All right. So give me a dexterity roll. Mm-hmm. Let me know what you get.
A 2.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I do want to live, guys. Thank you.
All right. So you're running really, really fast. Your heart is pumping, beating like a hummingbird as you're flying through this tunnel. And you see the light. You feel this cold breath on your neck as if someone's grasping onto your shoulders and trying to force themselves into your brain. But you hit the light right as they are attempting this, and they disappear. You notice that once you hit the outside, the detectives break off their pursuit. You are outside, bent over, hands on your legs, breathing heavily because fuck.
And I'm just because she likes me more. Jealousy is unattractive in anyone. I should quit smoking.
Yeah. Cloves and running are not a thing. All right, Cecil, what are you up to?
Was there another car?
You mean just a random car?
Did they have a car? Yeah, did they have a vehicle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm going to check the keys in the car.
The visor? Okay.
Yeah, the visor. The word with the name. Just for shits and giggles.
Their car is locked, but you do have, there's a key on the ground a few feet away that's about the size of a softball that you could use to open it if you want. It's your call.
It's the 90s. There could be a hide-a key under the car.
That's true. That is true. Do you want to check? Do you want to check the bumper?
I'm definitely going to be checking for keys first, because I'm not going to wait around for those guys to come back out of the tunnel.
You check the hideaway, and there is a hideaway key, and there is no club.
Okay, I'm going to take
the the steering wheel.
I'm going to go back to Mira's. I'm going to go back to her parents' place.
Okay, no problem. I think this is a good place for us to stop.
Oh, my goodness.
I really think this is you are at Mira's place, and that's where we're going to stop right there. So this was a lot of fun for me. I had a great time. It was it was fun. It was good. I hope all of you did, though I'm getting a lot of side eye from certain people. I really appreciate it. Where can we find our wonderful players? Let's start with Pooja.
Hello, I am Pooja, and I've been playing Mira. You can find me on Twitter at LADACYGirl. That's LADESI girl. And pretty much everywhere else on the socials is Forgotten Saves. I also play TTRPGs occasionally on Happy Jacks RPG with It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel and Utopia.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here. You can find me on the Twitters at Jay Holtham, and also on all of the other social places where you do social things on the internet. You can also find me sometimes playing games at Happy Jack's RPG and on It's Probably Okay's Twitch channel.
Hello, I'm Saint or Saint Spider, and you can just find me hanging out on Twitter at Saint Spider TV. That's S-A-I-N-T-S-P-I-D-E-R TV. Thanks.
Hey, I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me online as @strangelikethat. That's the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, and my website.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on Twitter @Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG or subscribe to the whole catalog through BattleBards.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can find the show at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12 and then Sided Stories on both Instagram and on Twitter. You can find us on our website at www.12sidestories.com, all one word written out. If you want to help the podcast, give us a review, give us a shout out on social media, or join us on Ko-fi or Patreon and become a backer and get awesome extra content and all that good stuff. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, players, for putting up with my evil machinations. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.